finally to an art project that's playing out in the heart of London. In Trafalgar Square, there are 4 stone plinths. Statues of British heroes stand on 3 of them, and the 4th is empty. Well, starting today, that plinth is being put to use for a work of art with grand ambitions. NPR's Rob Gifford went to Trafalgar Square to take a look.
They're calling it the ultimate democratization of art, whereby Joe or Josephine Schmo get to stand on a plinth in the heart of the nation's capital for a whole hour, under the gaze of Lord Horatio Nelson, the hero of Trafalgar, and other heroes of the empire such as Sir Henry Havelock, who put down the Indian Mutiny.
In a way, this place is all about people who have done great and heroic deeds in the past.
The organiser is sculptor Anthony Gormley.
I'm more interested in now. I'm more interested in a way, discovering what we are now. And this is a way of doing that.
Officially called One and Other, it will involve 2,400 members of the general public in all, chosen randomly from 18,000 applicants, acting, singing, jumping, shouting, or doing whatever they want upon the plinth for 1 hour each, around the clock for 100 days. One of those getting his 4 times 15 minutes of fame on the opening day was 34-year-old Scott Illman, dressed up as a town crier who stood doing nothing more than advertising his 2 bars in London. Then there was 51-year-old Jill Gatcombe, who released 60 green balloons for 60 charities before she was winched down to safety.
Fantastic. I launched all my 60 balloons, so I was really pleased by that. That was fantastic.
But as always, there's just that nagging question. Is it art? Plenty of the bystanders, like Londoner Dennis Brooks and visiting Frenchman Ben Borel, seem to think so.
Each person gets to choose what they want to do. So in their terms, I think it's art, yes.
Well, I will say yes, probably. Also, we are all involved. You and I, we are involved in art making, in a way. And I like it. Good concept.
John Clothier, visiting from Toronto, Canada, wasn't so sure.
Well, I guess it's a bit of a joke, really. I can't say it as being art. It's in no way at all.
And with that, he turned and headed for the National Gallery behind him to go and see some more traditional forms of art. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.